deal with me on it. It's the same thing you say your husband did.
Butchers.
Is that his deal?
Oh, well, yeah, he gets from the butcher. I guess you get it from, we call it a meat house. So I don't know which would be appropriate.
But, and if meat's been kept too long, what would it do?
It would rank, he call it, get old, you can't eat it. They call it rank.
They might say the meat is
rank.
Alright, and is there another word?
Spoil.
So you said the meat is?
The meat is spoil.
Alright. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from the head?
Sows.
Now, is there another thing you might make?
No, it's the same size. Some of them call it hog head cheese, but it's the same thing.
So head cheese and sow are the same thing?
Uh-huh.
And what do you call the dish that you might make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
A hash.
A hash?
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
You never heard of, have you ever seen anybody do it?
No.
Well, did you ever take the juice out of the head cheese or the sauce or the liver sausage, you know, and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it?
No.
Well, you might slice it up later and fry it.
What, the meat?
Well, now, if you took the, you could take the juice out of the sauce.
Uh-huh.
And you might mix it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat, you know, and might let it get cold and slice it and cook it.
No. Never.
Well, have you ever heard of scrapple?
Uh-uh.
All right. And suppose you kept your butter too long, you know, and it didn't taste good anymore. What would you call the taste it had on? You'd say
it's sour.
Would you ever, well, how would you describe that? What's sour?
It molds, butter molds too. When butter's sour, it just tastes old, awful. I don't know what you.
Well, what about pecans that didn't taste good?
They get, well, it says rank, like I said, that's the word they use.
Have you ever heard of something called rancid?
Yeah, rancid. And, well, I guess it would be the same, rancid, not really.
But you call it?
Butter would be more rancid than a pecan would, I think, that rancid taste.
What's that taste like?
Awful, I don't know. It smells awful. I don't taste it. If it smells, I don't eat it.
Now, if you might keep some thick sour milk on hand, what would you call that?
When it starts smelling, buttermilk.
Now you might keep some other than buttermilk. You know, it might be fresh. You might let it get sour and thick.
Oh, clabber.
And what do you do with that?
You turn it into buttermilk.
All
right. You pick the lumps out and it smooths out and it's buttermilk.
You smooth the lumps out?
Mm-hmm.
How do you smooth them out?
With a churner, it churns it up. You could do it with an egg beater, just something that, you know, that was true.
Did you ever make any kind of cheese out of it?
No. Cheese is made of milk, but I never made any.
Well, what do you do with the milk the first thing after milking?
You bring it in, you strain it and put it in a container and put it in the refrigerator and let the cream rise on it.
Do you take the cream off?
If you want, don't need them.